Hello, my name is Michal Horowitz. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Tes. So chapter 119 of Tehillim is 176 psukim long. I will begin our shir today by quoting Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch. Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch is a renowned German scholar, author, and rabbi. He died in Germany in 1888. Rav Hirsch writes as follows in regard to this chapter. This chapter seems to be set down in the form of the diary of a Jewish youth or man, wherein he has recorded the account of his struggle. What is the struggle? To acquire the proper understanding and to attain moral perfection. And that is the theme of chapter 119, says Rav Hirsch. The fact that the verses are arranged in alphabetical order indicates that the purpose of this chapter is to instruct. What is the alphabetical order of this chapter? In Psalm 119, we find the alphabet repeated 8 times. That is to say, the first 8 verses, Psukim Aleph through Ches, begin with the first letter of the Aleph base, Aleph. Verses 9 through 16, Tes through Tes Zayin, with the second letter, Pasuk base, and so on and so forth until the end of the Psalm. So each letter in this chapter is repeated 8 times. So the letter Aleph has 8 Psukim in the sub-paragraph of Aleph in this chapter. And then Pasuk Beis has 8 psukim that begin with the letter Beis, and so on and so forth, all the way through Tav. Continuing with Rav Hirsch, if we are correct in our assumption that the number 8 in biblical literature is the symbol of all things specifically Jewish, we know that 7 represents Teva, 7 represents nature and the normal runnings of the world, and 8 represents Lamala Minateva, above nature, which is the life and the destiny of Am Yisrael. So it is not an accident, says Rav Hirsch, that each letter of the Aleph Beis is represented in 8 psukim specifically, because 8 is the symbol of all things Jewish. So the choice of the number 8 in the arrangement of chapter 119 would be in keeping with its contents. For the theme of this chapter, says Rav Hirsch, is not simply the struggle for proper insight, and the theme of this chapter is not simply the struggle for moral perfection. What we are given here is a glimpse into the inner life of one who endeavors to attain understanding and moral perfection in accordance with the spirit of Judaism. So it's not just that someone says strive to attain moral perfection. Who decides what is morally perfect? We have to strive to attain moral perfection in terms of what is Jewish, and that is represented by the fact that each letter of the Aleph Beis has 8 psukim. In fact, continues with Rav Hirsch, this chapter, declares that the understanding and fulfillment of the divine law is the supreme concern. It is the overwhelming theme of chapter Kuf Yud Tes. If you will go through the chapter, obviously, given to time constraints, we cannot go through 176 psukim in depth. But if you will, on your own, go through some of the psukim in chapter 119, you will find out that the understanding and fulfillment of the divine law is the supreme concern of a Jewish person. Rav Hirsch says, indeed, one might say the sole concern of a Jewish person is the fulfillment and the understanding of the divine law. And David HaMelech in this chapter addresses different classifications of commandments and mitzvot. Says Rav Hirsch, this would embrace Jewish law with all of its components. King David speaks about the Toros, the teachings that instruct and ennoble the mind and spirit. King David speaks of the Eidos, the institutions ordained by God, symbolic of these teachings. He speaks of the pikudim, the mandates to be executed with regard to the creatures entrusted to our care. He speaks of the mitzvos, the commandments, which point us to our station in this life. He speaks about the chukim, the statutes, which sanctify the sensual aspects of our lives by assigning to them proper bounds. And finally, King David speaks of the mishpatim, the ordinances governing our relationship within society. So if you take the time to go through a sampling of the 176 psukim, and I am about to give you a sampling, what you see is that the overwhelming concern in this chapter, the supreme concern, is the fulfillment of the divine law according to the Toros, the teachings, the Eidos, the institutions, the Pikudim, the mandates, the mitzvos, the commandments, the chukim, the statutes, and finally the mishpatim, the ordinances which govern our relationship within society. And if I have to give one word to the theme of chapter 119 of Tehillim, if you ask me, you know, what's one word that defines chapter 119? 119 of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, I would say that that one word is a love and a desire for Torah. I will give you a number of examples. One pasuk called from various letters of the alphabet here. So the first pasuk, letter Aleph, Ashrei Semimei Dorach Hahochim Besoras Hashem. Fortunate is the pure one, the Tamim, who walks on the path, on the Torah of Hashem. Verse 12, pasuk Yud Beis, letter Beis, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha. Blessed are you, Hashem. Teach me your chukim. Pasuk of Dalet, verse 24. Letter Gimel, Gam Edosecha Sha'ashu'ai, Anshe Atzati. Also your Edus, they are my delight, they are the men of my advice. Verse 32, letter Dalet. Derech mitzvasecha arutz, ki sarchav libi. In the path of your mitzvos, I will run, because they broaden my heart. Verse 35, letter Hey, Hadricheni b'nisiv mitzvosecha, kivo chafatzbi. Chafatzdi, lead me on the path of your mitzvos, because in that I desire. Verse 44, letter Vav, v'eshmra torascha tamid le'olam ve'ed. I will guard your Torah forever, forever and ever. Verse 55, letter Zion, Zacharti Balaila Shimcha Hashem Va'eshma Torasacha. I remember at night your name, O God, and I will guard your Torah. So what you see here, we have gone through letter Aleph through Zion, and I have chosen one pasuk from the first seven letters of the Aleph base that are brought down in chapter 119 of Tehillim to show you that each pasuk that I just quoted, and there are so many like this, the theme of each of the pasukim is Torah. Again, I will say them without translating. I translated them already to give you a review so that you see the flow of the lashon of the psukim themselves. And I already did translate them. Ashrei semimei darach ha-hochim besoras Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem lamdeini chukecha. Gam edosecha sha'ashu'ai anshei atzati. Derech mitzvosecha arutz ki sarchav libi. Hadricheni b'nisiv mitzvosecha kivo chavatzdi. Ve'eshma torascha tamid olam ve'ed. Zacharti b'layla shimcha Adonai ve'eshma torascha. Letter Ches, verse 61. Chevle rishayim ividuni torascha lo shechachti. Even when bands of wicked doers, evil doers surround me, I will never forget your Torah. Verse 68. Letter Tet, Tov ata umeti v'lamdeini chukecha. You are good and you do good. Teach me your chukim. Verse 74, letter Yud, Yirei Echa Yiruni V'Yismachu, Ki L'Dvarcha Yechalti. Those who fear you will see me, and they will rejoice, O God, because to your word I hope. Verse 88, Pechas, Kechastecha Chayeni, V'Eshma Edus Picha. Over and over, David talks about his longing for the different categories of mitzvos, for the word of God, for the Torah. According to your kindness, give me life, Hashem, so I will guard the statutes of your mouth. Verse 92, Tzadi Beis, letter Lamed, Lulei so rascha sha'ashu ai az avadati vani. How does a man get through life? How do we face the vicissitudes of life? If not for your Torah, which was my delight, Hashem, I would be lost in my affliction. Verse 97, letter Mem, Ma ahafti so rasecha kol hayam hisichasi. How much I love your Torah, Hashem. All day it is my delight. Verse 105, letter Nun. Ner l'ragli devaracha v'or l'nesivasi. Ner l'ragli devaracha, your word is a lamp for my foot, v'or, and it is a light l'nesivasi for my path. And you can continue and you can look inside and you can see samich, pei. So I brought you here a sampling, one pasuk from each of the first letters from Aleph through Nun. And you see that the overreaching theme of this kapitel is Torah, is living a life of Torah. Like Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says, it is represented in eight. Each letter gets eight psukim because eight represents everything Jewish. Eight represents the destiny of the Jew. So what David HaMelech is saying here is we don't only want moral perfection and understanding. We want moral perfection and understanding as guided by the Torah. Rav Soloveitchik says in a very, very powerful piece, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, in regard to what Torah brings to a person and what Torah does to a person, says the Rav, and I quote, "When I teach Torah, I feel the breath of eternity on my face. Even now in my old age, teaching Torah and giving shiurim relieves me of the fear of death and all the gloomy and depressing moments which elderly people go through," says the Rav. "When I teach Torah," says the Rav, "I feel rejuvenated as if I were 25 or 30 years old. If not for the study, listen carefully, if not for the study and teaching of Torah, I would have lost my sanity in the year of my triple mourning in 1967, when I lost my mother, my brother, my wife. What does King David say? If not for your Torah, God, which was my delight, I would be lost in my affliction. What does King David say? Even when bands of evildoers surround me, I will not forget the Torah. Even at night, even in the darkest times of my life, I remember your name, Hashem. I will guard your Torah, says Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik. If not for the study and teaching of Torah, I would have lost my sanity in the year of my triple mourning in 1967, when I lost my mother, my brother, and my wife. I was on the verge, says the Rav, of a mental collapse and breakdown, but I did not break down. I emerged victorious. That victory over despair was due to only one thing. I would say my overwhelming dedication to Torah and teaching Torah. I felt somehow that because of teaching Torah, I was not alone, that I had somebody. That somebody, capital S, was invisible. But I felt his presence. I could confide in him. People do not know. And again, please take it in the proper spirit, says the Rav. I am not bragging how busy I am, what my schedule is. They know I teach Shirim here in New York. All right, fine. I say Shirim 3 times a week in the yeshiva, Yeshiva University. And you know these Shirim should be 1.5 hours each. It never happens an hour and a half. 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes more than 3 hours. It is very strange. The boys in my class are very young, yet they come out exhausted. And I, the teacher, come out refreshed after shir. And then I return to Boston for the weekends, every Friday morning from 8:30 for 3 hours until 11:30. I study with my son-in-law, Rabbi Isidore Tursky, Saturday, Shabbos. Believe me, I cannot afford to take a nap Shabbos afternoon. I have not taken a nap on Shabbos afternoon for the last, I would say, 20 years. First, I study with Moshe. He's referring to his grandson, Rav Moshe Tursky, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, who was murdered in the Har Nof massacre. Because I study with Moshe at least 3 hours, and then I study with Meir 2.5 hours. He is referring to Rav Meir Tursky Shlita, Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva University. The same with Sunday, the same with Monday. Monday, I simply have no time to relax. The study of Torah for me, says the Rav, is basically an ecstatic experience in which one meets God. Baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. Lamdeinu chukecha, pasuk beis. Not pasuk beis, letter beis. Baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. Blessed are you, Hashem. Teach me your Torah. The study of Torah for me is basically an ecstatic experience in which one meets God. Our sages equate the study of Torah with revelation, the great event in the drama of God's revelation on Har Sinai. And this, in one word, is the overarching and overwhelming theme of Kuf Yud Tes. It's living a Torah life. I've given you a sampling of the psukim, and if you go through it in depth, you will see it for yourself. And this is what David longs for. This is what he desires. This is what he yearns for. This is what gets him through the Laila, that gets him, helps him overcome the bands of wicked, and that helps him with his affliction. And it should be true for us as well. All of us in life face the Laila, the difficult times. All of us face bands of wicked. And all of us face affliction. And we all must be able to say, Lulei so rascha sha'ashu ai azavadati va'aniye. If not for your Torah, God, which is my delight, I would drown in my suffering. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Makos, Yod, Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi quotes an Arab psukim from Tehillim, actually, in this teaching. Ma'i dichtiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Shir ha-ma'alos, a song of ascents, le-David, to David. So machti, I rejoiced. But omnimli, when they said to me, beis Hashem nelech, to the house of God we will go. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says before Hashem, Ribono Sha'ola, master of the world, Shamati bnei Adam shahayu omrim, Masa yamus zakein zeh, V'yavo shlomo b'no, v'yivne beis ha-bechira, v'na ala l'regel. David HaMelech says, Ribono Sha'ola, you know, I heard people saying, when will this old man die, meaning King David, and his son Shlomo will finally come and he will build the Beis Hamikdash. V'na'ala l'rego, we will go up on the Shalosh Regalim. So Shir Hamalos to David, a song of ascents to David, Samachti, I rejoice, says King David, ba'armimli, when they said to me, Beis Hashem Nelech, finally, when your son builds the Beis Hamikdash, we'll go up to the Beis Hamikdash. V'samachti, and David Melch says, you know Hashem, I rejoice that people are saying this. I'm not insulted that they said, when will that old man die? Taka, I also want to know, when will Shlomo finally build the Beis Hamikdash? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Almighty answered him and said, Kitov yom bechatzei recha mei elef. A day in your courtyard. This is also from Tehillim, Pei Dalet, chapter 84. Kitov yom bechatzei recha mei elef. A day in your courtyard, King David said Hashem, is better than 1,000. Meaning, tov liyom echad sha'at ata oseik batora lefanai. Mei elef olos sha'asid shloma bincha lahakriv lefanai agape hamizbech. One day that you engage in Torah before me, David HaMelech, is better than 1,000 korbanos, 1,000 olos that your son Shlomo will ultimately bring to me atop the Mizbeach. Tovli Torah's Picha, my Alfei Zahav Kesev, and the final pasuk of Kuf Yud Tes, Ta'isi Kaseh Oved Bakesh Avdech, I have strayed as a lost lamb. Seek your servant. Ki mitzvo secha lo shachachti. For your mitzvos, God, I have not forgotten, and we will never forget. Thank you for studying together with me, Li'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef. I wish everybody a wonderful day.